If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. Lots of talk about the Bears the last few days. Lots of excitement. We're going to veer out of the food category today because I have Chris Sorich on the phone right after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Okay, to the phone we go.
My name is Chris Sorich, and I'm the Senior Landscape Architect at CDOT.
Surprise.
Yes, Chris with a K, Sorich with an S.
Yeah, Chris with a K is one of the people we should thank for the gorgeous tulips we've enjoyed along Michigan Avenue.
Well, you thank the city of Chicago and the Chicago Department of Transportation, but as far as the selection of tulips, that would be me. And then I work with our landscape management section who determines the quantities.
And how many were planted?
108,000 tulip bulbs and 82,000 grape hyacinth bulbs from Roosevelt to Oak Street.
And each one is planted by hand in November.
By a safe haven, which is a nonprofit. They have a job training program for homeless and veterans.
And if the weather cooperates, there will be blooms in three stages.
There's early, there's mid, and there's late blooming.
The early and mid are mostly gone, but
we're right at the point where the late tulips are starting to bloom. I think we have another couple weeks of the display.
And they're highly Instagrammable, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you see Chicago residents and tourists alike. They're out there taking pictures. It's just, you know, it's a rite of spring for Chicago, I think.
And when they're all done blooming, a lot of the same people who planted them will be taking them out.
A Safe Haven, the nonprofit, they pull them out and they are distributing them to the Chicago Community Growers Association. And then they sponsor a tulip giveaway that's on the west side.
Job well done, Chris Sorich. By the way, Chris with a K and Chris with a C have met a few times.
I run into him occasionally and he doesn't remember my name.
And to tie this tulip talk in with the business of food, the Dutch ate tulip bulbs to survive a famine in World War II. On the food calendar, it's National Raisin Day, National Oatmeal Cookie Day, and National Boba Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.